meeting yesterday, and I went to.
What page is it, Thursday?
110.
110. Thank you. This bag.
I'm trying to think where I am, like, well.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
That's kind of weak out there. Good morning. That's better. If y'all get your church handle, turn to page 110. We'll sing Heaven's Jubilee. Y'all might as well stand up.
Someday morning, we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy life to share. What rejoicing there will be when the sun shall rise. Hear it for that jubilee yonder in the sky. The whole world singing, the whole world shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall gladly rise. The whole world glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the saving day, rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with him to be. All the living saints who fly to that jubilee. The whole world singing, the whole world shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall gladly rise. The whole world glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. When will all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing? Singing in the Holy Ghost, how the hymns will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, Heaven's Jubilee. The whole world singing, the whole world shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall gladly rise. The whole world glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies.
Billy Wilder, will you lead us in prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, thank you for once again at that time that we were working in here. Heavenly Father, I just pray that we give you the thanks, Lord, for coming, Lord, that one day we could be joined in our heavenly home with thee. And Father, I just pray today we know the love, Heavenly Father, that you intend for us to share today as we preach the grand word. I pray today that there's one that don't know thee, Lord, that I say, today be the day. For I ask it all, my Lord, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. What a day. Wouldn't it be great if we just leave from right here?
Yeah.
Amen. All of us together, just head on out, head for glory forever. Had great Sunday school this morning, had 97 this morning. Just a little under that 100 this morning. A few people might want to be a part of Sunday school. If you're not a part of it, we just encourage you to come and be a part of Sunday school. And the classes this morning, see, the Lamb's class, they exceeded their enrollment this morning. The Angels class with Sister Teresa, the Crusaders class, Sister Glenn's class, and I think that Jayton were in there this morning. And Brothers Mark's class had the most in attendance this morning. Appreciate all of you being here this morning. And also, we had 9 visitors this morning. Appreciate those that are visiting with us this morning. And once again, I just want to tell you, if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, we'd invite you to just come and be with us here at New Salem Baptist Church anytime we're having service.
Good being in the house of the Lord this morning. I got a card I'd like to read, and it says, "Dear Pastor and Church Family, I say a spiritual thanks to you for having me preach the Word of God in Wednesday night service on such a short notice. I always enjoy being with you all and the time of fellowship. Thank you for the love offering, and thank you for your faithful support to the Lord's work." And that's from Brother Dick Frost, who was here Wednesday night, preached to us. Blessing, huh? Y'all pray for Brother Frost. You know, he's trying to stay busy, lost his wife, and he's just busy. So y'all continue to pray for him. And the New Salem United Methodist Women's Group is going to be having their annual yard sale. They'll be at the community center, and that'll be August 2nd through the 4th from 8 to 5. So if you'd like to go up and get some, I was going to say junk, but that wouldn't be right. Well, get some somebody else's junk. Maybe good. Treasure, yeah, there you go. But so that'll be 2nd through the 4th, 8 to 5, and all the money they raise is for the senior lunch program. You know, they provide lunch for the seniors up there, and so if you'd like to do that and help them out, they'd appreciate it. And Brandy is getting a team up for the Susan G. Coleman Race for the Cure. If you'd like to run or walk with her, it's going to be on September 30th. If you need know how much it's going to cost and what time it is, get with her after the service today. She's got that information. Birthdays, anniversaries. I know Luke had a birthday Thursday. Cameron's got one tomorrow. Who else? Madge. Gregory and Carolyn's got an anniversary.
Nina, did you
come? Nina, you got a birthday?
She had one.
Well, I didn't know if she could stand up or not. Oh, yeah. Whatever. Gregory, Carolyn, anniversary?
You're
in trouble. All right. Anybody else? You want to do birthday first?
Yeah, we'll do birthdays first.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary.
Come on up.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see a good number come this way. I tell you, I've been excited and fired up all weekend, hadn't y'all? Friday night, you know, we had the benefit singing for Nina and Billy. And just beyond my wildest expectations. I mean, the singing was good. The supper was great. I had heard comments that some of the best spaghetti they'd ever had in their life. I thought, well, you know, it's good to come to the house of God and get something perfect and good. But then the singing, all the groups did a wonderful job, and I appreciate them putting their effort out and coming this way. Nobody charged anything. They actually brought money and gave to the donations. But what was really amazing to me, it was a good fellowship and a good spirit. And then I got thinking about, you know, a small church and kind of a small community. With the match that Modern Woodman put in of $2,500, we raised a total of $9,188.
Amen.
Amen. And now, I've been told that we've had more donations this morning. That people didn't get to get here, and this happened, that happened. And so, as our ushers come around, I don't want you to rob your tithes. I don't try to rob God, but if you got something extra in your pocket you'd like to donate to that other cause, just earmark it or hand it to the usher and say, put this in a different place, and we'll see that it goes to the right place and gets in the right hands. But I was so excited and so proud of our church. Isn't it good to be a part of a church that God blesses? Isn't it good to be part of a family that God shows his respect to us and the worship and praise we give him? That's what it was about. I thank everybody that had a part and everybody that gave, everybody that did anything. I thank you. But I give praise to God.
Amen.
I praise God. Amen. So you want to make your announcement right now, Karen? Let's get this.
Okay, a lot of the church has asked what you could do for my family. Mother's love for a son, you just, it doesn't compare. talking to her mom, Christy had gone on vacation, but said as she was talking to her mom, like Monday or Tuesday, she realized that her mom had been given that gift that she could say, I know he's not going to be better, and God, please just take him, not let him suffer, because everything that we had read, or they had read or been told about this disease, and it's a genetic disease, was that it was a very painful and a very long death. Painful for the family because they had to watch it, and painful for the person. But God was good. We all prayed that God come and take him, and that was a good thing. You know, we're all very thankful that he did not let him suffer and that we did not have to see him suffer. So you asked what you could do for the family. There's going to be a memorial next Saturday at 2 o'clock at Tex and Judy's house. Any of you don't know where they live and want to be there, I can tell you. And what we would ask those who want to, who would like to, that we're going to have food. Eddie's doing the barbecue. You know, we've got jobs given out. But desserts, you are some of the best cooks in the country, and any of you who would like to do a dessert, if you're coming to the memorial, just bring it with you. If you're not coming to the memorial, you can bring it down to the fellowship hall and have it here by Saturday at 12, and I'll come down and pick it up and take it to their house. So they said to ask all of you to be there if that's what you want to do, but they want to know you're all invited and welcome.
Amen. God's grace. God's grace given to parents.
I'd like to say something.
Amen.
I want to thank the ones that stepped up Friday night and helped on a short notice coming down. And we just had an abundance of people down there working, just trying to get things done. And this was Jeremy come up Friday about 2:30, and Karen and Ginger, they was, you know, they just couldn't be there. So, but I appreciate our church and what y'all do, and it's in time of need. Our church comes through. Thank you, church.
Amen. Good to be part of it, isn't it?
Amen.
Today in Sunday school class, we was talking about the benefit, and now I was talking about our sister showed up. I said, "Well," I said, "that's only part of her family that showed up. I had an aunt." But I told them, I said, "Look, I realized," I said, "I had family here."
Amen.
I had lots of family. But, I mean, you know, I don't know why, but I mean, you know, I mean, I can understand why sometimes people don't do that. Like I said, if you don't have a Christian family that loves you, you're missing out. Because, hey, let me tell y'all, you're the greatest, no matter what anybody says about our church, whatever. Hey, they don't know what they're missing.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. On the subject matter of Jeremy, I know I want to make this very plain and clear. Eddie had the privilege of Thursday morning hearing his testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, he may have been saved for a while. I don't know that. I'm not going there. But Eddie actually got under conviction Wednesday night when Brother Dick Frost was preaching about we need to be out and working on these things. And he said after the service Wednesday night, he said, "I got to go and talk to Jeremy." And I was thankful to hear back from Eddie. He said, "I got to talk to him." And he expressed his faith and said God had forgiven him. And so praise the Lord. I mean, you know, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? To get to hear that testimony. Heard it on Thursday and he passed on Friday. I'm going to suggest to you, don't draw it down that close. Amen.
Amen.
Let's don't take a chance. But just a celebration day. Good to see everybody come this way. And like I said, I stand amazed at the power of God. You know, a little bit of community and a great big work of God just took place. Amen. And I appreciate I'm glad to be part of this, aren't y'all?
Amen.
Glad to be part of it. Amen. Anyone else?
Well, that's what Jeff called, our son Jeff called on Saturday morning. He said, "I forgot to ask about how the benefit went." And I
got that right.
But, you know, just totally amazed. But I was too. I mean, I knew God could do it, but I was totally amazed at what, how good he could do it.
Amen. We will not limit God, will we? We're learning better than that, you know, through experience. Okay, anyone else? Amen. Amen. Difference made in a daughter's life. And then I look at that difference, and she's talking about the young group of ladies that we've got singing now, and the difference they've made in our life. They've restored my hope. Amen. They've restored in me the hope to know that, yeah, there's young people going to continue and carry on the worship and praise of an almighty God, whether it's through singing or teaching or whatever it may be. But, you know, that gives us a new hope, a new, for our young people that's coming on. I wasn't going to mention them because I may say too much, you know, if I get talking about them. The other groups might be have their feelings hurt, but I love them. Them other people are full grown. They just handle it, right? But did a super job, and a lot of that comes, and I want to make this very plain, that comes from the gift of God that gives us the ability and the knowledge of music that we can sing and do it right. There's some eyebrows raised Friday night when I said what I did, but I mean every word of it. You know, about the music, about understanding and knowing. It's a necessity in the church. If we're going to maintain, carry on, that's good. Okay, let me get off that subject. Anyone else? Don't worry about it. If you got something to say, say it. I'll preach a little shorter. Or you'll have dinner later.
I do have one more thing. There's a thank you in the bulletin from Nina and Billy, and she asked me to read it in case, you know, somebody didn't get a bulletin, but I'll read that. And it said, Billy and Nina would like to thank everyone who came to the benefit singing, a special thanks to those hard workers who cooked and served the dinner. We really appreciate the special singers. They were all amazing. We are grateful for the money that was raised and so thankful for your love that you showed. And that's the important thing, that you love somebody. You know, I talked in Sunday school this morning. When you think nobody loves you, God does. He always loves you. Amen. If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing, receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Bell, will you ask God's blessing on offering?
Lord God, we thank you, God. God, for this beautiful day, God, you give us, dear Father. God, we thank you for our nation. God, we thank you most of all for our community, God, our church, and God, how people are willing to give, dear Father. And God, we can't thank you enough for what you do for us each day. And God, I pray, God, right now, God, you just be with Peck and Jude and the girls, and this time. time of grief, dear Father, and God, I pray for these ones out in Colorado, these families and stuff. God, I pray, God, you just help them, and God, the one that's testified, God, that you're still on the throne, dear Father. And God, we can't thank you enough for everything you give us, God. We thank for our church, and God, the one that's willing here, God, to do things for you, dear Father. And God, I pray right now, God, just take us off and use it, and God, help all of us as parents and grandpas that, God, we just be a light in our community, God, that somebody might see something in our life, and God, be saved. God, be with our pastor today. God, we thank you for him, God, what he stands for. And God, everything we do right now, God, be pleasing in your holy, sweet name. Amen.
Amen.
Page 345.
Living below in this so sinful world.
to do something different today, and I don't know why, but let's get these books and turn to page 136. Jesus is coming soon.
I think all y'all know that song, Jesus is coming soon. You're welcome to join us in the chorus or join us through the whole thing. Just join us.
Page 136. Jesus is coming soon.
Of your heart to God.
I was hoping to, all the girls would be here this morning. I was really going to let them sing. And y'all just might as well get ready because they're going to get used a lot in the upcoming weeks and months because they're a blessing. And y'all, I know all of y'all know this song, Sweet Beulah Land, so join me on the chorus of it, or join me all the way through it. It'll be all right. Sing it loud. Beulah.